Russ Deaton, D-E-A-T-O-N, and I'm the Executive Vice Chancellor for Policy and Strategy.
Yeah, well, as I mentioned in the email, you know, I'm really looking for here is just kind of an update on what's happening with the Tennessee Promise students and kind of the other Drive to 55 programs with regard to, you know, the TBR system. Curious, you know, at this point, what you think is working and what's still a challenge?
Sure. Well, let me start a couple of years ago, Mike, and kind of tell me if you want me to wander to different topics. But, well, to some history here, Tennessee Promise produced a significant influx of new freshmen at our colleges. Overall, there was about a 25% increase in the size of the freshman class that's coming right out of high school, which is exactly the population that Promise is designed for. Now, overall, though, the enrollment trends in our system have been trending down as the economy has gotten better, and this is that counter-cyclical dynamic that higher education often sees. As the economy gets better, higher education enrollment at the aggregate tends to go down, and that's what we have seen over the course of the last few years. You then balance that with the Tennessee Promise freshman class increase, and that basically stabilized our overall enrollments. They've been trending down since post-recession, but once Promise started, they tended to stabilize overall. So basically the new freshman influx sort of balanced out the overall declines we had. That enrollment increase in that freshman class had a little bit of regional trend, I would say. A lot of the Middle Tennessee schools saw significant increases in their freshman class. Motlow State was up about 75%. Columbia State was up quite a bit. Other schools in other regions weren't quite as large, and there are various reasons for that. So it was not a uniform increase in that freshman class. You really saw it. It was across the board, but it was very acute at certain schools. So fast forward to where we are today. Of course, Tennessee Promise allows a student 5 semesters to complete that degree. They're allowed to be on Promise for 5 semesters. We are in that 5th semester now. And so really, we're all of us across the higher ed community are sort of waiting to see what happens when that 5th semester concludes and we can look back and see how the success and transfer rates of our students were. So we're kind of waiting at that point to kind of see what the success rates are. Overall, though, Mike, I would say that obviously Promise posed some capacity challenges for certain schools in our system, particularly the ones, of course, that had the largest increases in their freshman classes. But if you look back historically, there have been times when we've had more students in our system during the peak recession years. So even though Promise produced an influx of students, we're still below our peak from, say, 5 to 8 years ago. So we were able to absorb that increase with sort of minimal disruption just because we were able to handle that capacity. Promise also is occurring at the time when some other key policy reforms have taken root across the state and in our system, in particular sort of a rethinking of the way we do student remediation for students who have some catch-up work to do in math and English. We have overhauled the way that remediation is done, and that's been introduced about the same time Promise is coming on board. And we've also been much more intentional about students, once they're in the college setting, to take classes that are geared towards the degree and not allow students to just sort of wander through whatever courses happen to be open. We're asking students to identify some broad academic area that they can major in, that they can begin to take classes in, and that we're watching those trends as well. The point here is that all of those reforms have kind of hit at the same time that this Tennessee Promise influx has occurred. And so I think overall we are optimistic that this is going to have a positive impact on retention rates. Couple that with just more students coming into our system, we are optimistic about what we're going to see when this 5th semester concludes here this fall, and we can look back to see how that first cohort did. Mike, that's a lot of ground I covered, so let me know if you'd like me to kind of go back and say more about one of those aspects, but that's an overview of what we see so far.
That's fine. I do have about five more minutes before I have another interview I need to get to, but I wanted to get to the challenges. For instance, I have heard from some administrators and some instructors that one of the problems that they have seen is that many of the new students, the promised students, simply were not prepared to move on to higher education. Can you talk about that, another challenges for a moment?
Sure. It's a good question because the community college system in particular, and to some extent the TCATs, have been and are an open access system, meaning that we basically accept all comers. There are not quote-unquote admission requirements. And so we often have students who come to us with academic, financial, and just life challenges, and our mission is to meet people where they are and try to find a way to get them to success. Promise did increase those numbers. The freshman class increase brought with it increases in students who were not as well prepared, but we also saw students who were better prepared come into our system in greater numbers. Students who were probably able to go to university and were prepared academically for that, but who felt, for whatever reason, that the community college was the better choice, probably for the financial aspects. So, yes, we saw an influx of all types of students, but you're correct. Many of them have academic preparation challenges and financial challenges, but that's part of what our mission is finding ways to succeed with those students. Promise went a long way towards helping with the financial challenges, and so we're trying now to address those remediation and preparation challenges as much as possible. So I don't know if Promise changed that dynamic for us, because we've always had at our core mission serving those students, but there are indeed more of them here, and so it is ratcheting up that challenge for us just because of the greater volume of students who bring those challenges with them to college.
Yeah, could we finish up perhaps with just one example of perhaps something you're trying to work with that student population that struggles a bit?
Sure. I think in a general sense, you're seeing many of our schools aggressively ramp up the number of student advisors that they have on staff and the way they advise students. I think in the past, and this is now looking back more than a decade or so, I don't think higher ed was as aggressive as it is now in getting more students connected with a student advisor quicker. And these advisors are not just faculty advisors talking about academics. They're really relational advisors who can help students with all aspects of college and with life. They're really there to sort of help navigate that student's academic career throughout their time in college, not just what goes on inside the classroom. So schools have been much more intentional and much more aggressive about bringing in more advisors to help students navigate through college, both the academic and just the social challenges of being in school. That's a trend we've seen a lot more, and that there are a lot of factors that went into producing that response, but Promise was one of them. The advising aspect I would cite as a key example here.
Yeah, all right. All the questions that I have, I will give you 60 seconds for anything else you'd like to add before we stop. Anything your expertise suggests we should discuss?
Yeah, good point. Rick mentions Reconnect. So at the same time that our schools are dealing with this influx of Promise students, they are gearing up to get ready for the advent of Tennessee Reconnect next fall. And the basic concept is it's Promise for adults, where it removes the financial barriers for adults. That'll be another challenge, too, that we'll have to get ready for, and we're preparing for now, that'll start next fall.